You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Empty side, too. Gives an open look. Nice ball fake. Drive it past.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
I kind of wish I kind of wish we should come back with a Panero dunk. We should come back with like eight like Woj sound bites, just like Woj talking.
Nah, that'll put everybody to sleep.
Or like stumbling over himself. Yeah, it's like the cure for insomnia. Adrian Wojnarowski talking or lecturing us on sports betting. More on that maybe coming up momentarily here. But as we continue to kind of sift through what happened in the NBA draft market over the course of the last 12 hours, a reminder that Ryan McDonough will join us 20 minutes from now, former NBA general manager, Odyssey Sports, NBA insider, to break it all down. So Ken, Adrian Wojnarowski sends the tweet about 8:40 a.m. this morning Eastern time.
You want to read it verbatim, by the way?
Sure.
Can you read it?
And I know the time because it was literally like as I was about to come on the air doing a radio hit. It's like, okay, well, this kind of changes things. So the tweet is, and I read verbatim here, as team boards finalize today, the 1-2-3 of the NBA draft is increasingly firm per sources. Jabari Smith to Orlando, Chet Holmgren to Oklahoma City, and Paolo Banchero to Houston. And tweet now, as I think we'll talk about, right? Like, he's not saying Orlando's going to pick Jabari Smith number one, just that these are going to be the three teams that pick. These are going to be the three players that go. Maybe Houston trades up to one and takes Banchero one, Chet Holmgren goes two, and Jabari Smith goes three to Orlando. And I want you to give the comp to a draft a couple years ago also that I think is really smart here that I think will hammer this home for people. That would be the Markelle Fultz, Jason Tatum draft here. But just like, you know, what we saw after the Woj tweet and kind of like your impressions of this entire thing, like, and how like Woj kind of threw a wrench into all of this, or actually I'll use the expression like he dropped the bomb. It was a Woj bomb, honestly, on the betting market.
Sure. It definitely was. And you could, and I mean, you can't argue it because the sites are going to anytime any big insider tweets anything, the markets are going to like, as in the people who operate the sports books are going to either turn off everything or immediately adjust, like, you know, take betting off for a second and figure out what to do, basically. So that happened. And their response was like, make Jabari a crazy favorite, because the way that tweet reads, the 1-2-3, it's also important that what Woj reported there, for the most part, mirrors what every single reputable mock draft has said for the entire draft process, which is Jabari to Orlando, Chet to OKC, and Paolo Banchero to Houston, 1, 2, and 3 in the mocks. And they're just like, there's a part of me, I have like, it's kind of depends on like how big on conspiracy theories you are, right? Or like how prone you are to like think out, you know, not think that the most likely explanation, Occam's razor, right? Like not think the most likely explanation is that the true one, which would just be like, yeah, he like wrote a tweet and he's basically saying it's going to be like, what are we talking about? It's going to be Jabari, Chet, and Paolo, like to these teams. And then there's the conspiracy theory part of me. And this is only because I happen to be plugged into a section of gambling Twitter that, it's funny because it's, I would think I would know somebody who was on Jabari Smith in sort of like my circle, my gambling circle, people that I talk to, and no one is. Everyone's on Bankero. 100% of people are on Bankero. And the theory from the second the tweet was sent, actually, was he didn't say which spots everybody was going to go in. And that wouldn't be enough to make me think anything, by the way. Just that, I'd be like, yeah, whatever. Okay, who cares? We'll just write about everything. Except that the one piece of information that I read a ton of the last couple of days and then got from sources, so everything in combination supports this view, is that, and the word I used was obsessed actually today, that Houston is like obsessed with Paolo Banchero. Not like they're going to draft him third, like, if they were 20th, they would trade their entire roster to move up to one to draft him first.
Like the
everyone
Williams
on the team,
trade.
Including Jalen Green. Right. Like it just, that's what they think. But I'm not Jalen Green because the idea is they want to pair Banchero with Jalen Green desperately. And like it's
hey,
not
Shengun,
just that I got
adios.
This.
Adios. We'll see
you. Right. And so it's
Eric
when,
Gordon,
you hear,
bye.
When you hear
Evan Porter Jr. That'd be great. Yeah, can't lose
anymore. Bring D'Antoni back and fire him again, right?
Trade for James Harden and then trade him away.
Sure. Yeah, great. Get him away from Philly and maybe I'd actually bet him to win the title. So when you hear that from like people with sources who I trust, and then I read that in a lot of like anonymous quotes and places, everything is like supporting the same thing. There is, and then the Woj tweet happens. Okay, well, I'm coming into it with some information that they're desperately trying to acquire this player. And I'm also coming in with information that last weekend things were uncertain about who Orlando was going to take, where they actually could have maybe thought about taking Banchero or floated that with the idea to entice Houston to want to trade up to one to make sure they got their guy, basically. So like there could be all smoke screens here. There could be nothing to any of these reports. And like only the general managers actually know what's going on. All of those things are possible, but they create this really interesting sort of ground that we stand on right now that feels shaky. We're like not really sure what's going to happen, despite the fact that it's 4 o'clock on the day of the draft. And usually we have a pretty good idea who the number one overall pick is going to be. It seems at least possible. And the people that I talk to that are on Banchero are crossing their fingers for this outcome. Obviously, like they're going to see things only through the prism of like, what gets me to win this bet? That's
course,
how they're going to think, which is irrational, but totally understand.
That's how people think in general. Right. Like, what's good
right.
for me? How does that happen?
Right, exactly. Like, all these people that are holding Banchero are sitting there going, well, to be fair, and we know how Woj tweets, too. Orlando is zeroing in on Jabari Smith. Get ready for that tonight. I might just block it.
Lasered in on.
Right. Because, like, what am I learning? Like, I can't... The live markets are going to close the second the tweet gets sent out. So, anyway, we know how he generally says stuff. Not how he said that. He didn't attach the numbers to the players. This is like conspiracy theory, Ken, but it's coming into this situation with that information where I'm a little more likely to believe the conspiracy theory. So I'm not saying it's like greater than 50% that there's going to be a trade. I have no inside information of who on earth Orlando is going to pick or what they're going to do. I have no clue. And I can feel free to tell you that. And I also haven't bet anything. I bet Banchero 11-1 6 days ago, basically, because it was off market versus what had happened. That's the only thing that I did. And I just have no idea. But like, the idea of this conspiracy theory is interesting. Like, it's very interesting. And to see the Woj tweet not
I think
be
it's
specific,
true. I think
well,
it's
I don't,
true.
It doesn't have to be true.
But well, how about this?
It can
I don't know
be
that
true.
The, I don't know that the Rockets are going to go and trade up to number one. But, like, I think...
They could, though.
You're right. I should not say with certainty that I know that it's definitely true. I feel like he left himself some wiggle room there for the potential...
Well, there's no question. You could be the least conspiracy theory inclined person in the world and read that and go... And I would like even the person who has no conspiracy theory inclination whatsoever. And I go, if they traded, do you think he was wrong? And you could be like, oh, well, I see how he like arranged it.
But,
where if that
but
happens,
that has to mean that he thinks that like if he knew 100% Orlando was standing pat, he would have said Orlando was taking him with the number one. He didn't say that.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Right.
Which means so that he has to think that there's a chance it happens, which means right. like, if he knows everything sure. and he phrased it this way, and that means that he thinks there's a chance it's going to happen, ergo, there is a chance that it's going to happen. Now, that right. doesn't mean it's 51%. It could be 1%. Enough right. that he felt like he needed to word yeah. it that way.
And I think, I mean, it's a tremendous discussion topic. The tough part is, like, right now, it actually becomes, like, a weak betting topic. It's such an interesting topic. Like, I'm like, we should be doing it on the show, obviously, but from a betting topic, it's unfortunate because it's like, well, what do I do? And be like, you couldn't even bet it if you wanted to, like,
bet
you
Arkansas could, I mean, that's what you should
right be. Yeah, go watch the College World Series, right? Like, Arkansas starts in 10 minutes. There's just nothing to do. No one will take your bet, or for very much. And it's funny because they actually won't take your bet, I think, because they think it's a certainty the other way. And, like, they're worried they're gonna get just like, well, people are just gonna bet Jabari, like, this market's dead. It's like, well, no, but, like, who knows? But just, I think the idea of, it's easy for me to see this playing out. So the Fultz-Tatum draft that you talked about, the Sixers, and more importantly, the Celtics and Danny Ainge, knew that the Lakers were going to take Lonzo Ball with the second pick. Talk about franchises that were not tight-lipped about what they were going to do. I mean, basically had a parade prior to
that.
That
was when Magic was running yes. the team at that point, right? It was, like, very open right. about that they were
going to
take Lonzo.
Very clear that was going to
LeVar
be the second
Bowles,
overall
like,
pick.
My son's going to the Lakers.
Yes,
not that
correct.
Was, like, a guarantee, but yeah.
So if you're the Celtics and you know that, like, and you think the Sixers love Fultz, you can, and you don't, you think you would be perfectly happy with Tatum, then you can basically, like, leverage that into basically, like, blackmail, extorting them to try to be like, oh, we're going to take Fultz. Or you can trade up with us and give us, like, a huge haul of picks, and we'll trade down to 3 and you can get Fultz. Like, you get him. You get number 1. Nobody can come in front of you. You get number 1.
But will he forget so to hard... shoot? Will he forget how to shoot?
Right. Is it so hard to believe that Houston and Orlando are having a similar discussion? Is that so hard to believe? Of course not. Of course it's not. Now, that's not to mean it's going to happen. Of course it doesn't. But it's, like, something that could happen. And we're 4 hours away from the draft, and I still think that could actually happen, which is kind of cool, even if there's, like, a 5% chance. So, yeah, is it going to be Jabari a bunch? And this whole thing will just, like, evaporate, and we'll, like, talk about how crazy that was, and Jabari still goes one? Sure. Could there be a trade? Yes. Could there actually be, like, 50 trades tonight? Yes. Yeah, that's being talked about a ton. Trades even with the first, second, and third overall picks. Like, yes. Like, have you seen what Oklahoma City does in drafts previously, and how little that gets leaked before it happens? All the time, they're moving. What happens if this happens? What happens if there's a trade between 3 and 1, and they're like, oh, man, let's get out of here. Like, let's just accumulate some picks, because now there's guys available that – now Jabari's available, which people didn't know would happen. Somebody trades up to 2. Like, this is the domino effect we can't predict, right? We can't know until the draft starts what's going to happen, but it's all possible. So that's fun, even if it's not – it stops becoming a betting conversation when the markets are not open, but it's still a very fun conversation about what is possible.
Do you think that if Orlando tries to extort, in your words, Houston, to come up for the number 1 overall pick to take Bankero?
Extort's such a dirty, like, word, too. I think I it's smart it. That they're doing it.
No, yeah. It's extremely smart, of course.
Right.
Do you think that this is kind of like revenge for losing the 1995 NBA Finals to the Rockets?
Yeah, probably. I think they actually think they have Nick Anderson making the phone calls to Houston.
Right. That's Nick Anderson's revenge.
You want Paolo. Oh, okay. This is
great.
Nick
well,
Anderson.
Great. Well, you're going to have to give a first round pick for every free throw I missed at the end of game 1. 4 of them. I do want to ask
amazing.
You. I do want to ask you at some point, like, probably next hour. Like, what are the lessons to be taken away from this for sports bettors out there? Like, what do we learn from this?
Sure.
I think there are probably a lot of things, and we're out of time this hour, so probably not a lot of time to get into them, unfortunately. And I'm hoping over the course of the show that we'll get some information so we can, because there are actually, we can bet a bunch of stuff right now. It's just, like, not
draft positions on about 20 players are still available. A bunch of them have been moving a little bit. Not movement that's, like, the craziest thing. Most of this stuff has been pretty stable. But the rest of the draft, if you have a prediction on how it will unfold, the markets are still open to take your bet in that situation. Maybe not for a lot of money, but the markets are still open, at least, which we can't say in most places about the first, second, and third pick.
Yeah, I'm going to be pretty excited to watch, at least until the Knicks pick. I'm going to be very excited to watch this tonight. As
I might
fan,
be for chaos. I don't even have a lot of money on this Bankero bet. Like, I don't have anything on the first 3 picks except a little on Bankero 1. Yeah, let's get crazy. I don't lose any money on crazy.
I don't want really Woj wacky. To be wrong. I think I just want Woj to be
wrong. I think everyone desperately wants that at this point. I mean, I honestly think that.
I kind of hate him.
Yeah. Then we'll spend a segment on it. We got plenty open later.
Okay. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We're talking NBA draft to start hour number two with Odyssey Sports NBA insider, the great Ryan McDonough.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.